Okay, let's start the Mishnah. Mishnah says on the base of Aleph, "Hamevi get ben dina sayam tzarach lomber b'faniyuta b'faniyenecha." Someone who brings a get to Eretz Yisrael from a dina sayam has to say that the get was written in front of me and it was signed in front of me. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, "Af hamevi min harekem u'min hacheger." Rabbi Gamliel adds that even someone who brings from rekem and cheger also has to say b'faniyuta b'faniyenecha. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, "Afilu mikfar ludim lelud." Rabbi Eliezer says even from Kfar Ludim, not just from Medina Sayam, from Rekem and Chagev, but from Kfar Ludim as well. These are the three basic shitas. And then the Chachamim add, Shailin the Gemara, if the Chachamim is the Tanakama or different from the Tanakama. But these are the basic shitas. Basic shitas. And skipping a little bit, we'll get to the other parts of the Mishnah, Mitzvah Shemi, and Duto. Or maybe get Beretz Yisrael, and Otzor Hashem, and that's the contrast. That someone who brings a get within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say Befana. Yeshalov Orim is kind of chosna. But if there are Orim, as Rashi explains, if the Baal's Ma'ar on the get, he says that it's Mezuyah, if he says that it's forged, he lies. If the Baal lies and says that it's forged, it wasn't forged. Shliach didn't say b'fanyat b'fanyan yachdam, and the Baal lies now and he says that it's mezuyah. So the Mishnah says yiskayim b'chosma, then you need kiyum, then you have to verify the signatures to prove that it's not mezuyah, that it's not forged. And once you prove that it's not forged, then we don't believe the Baal anymore, and the woman can use the get to get married once again. And this is the basic Mishnah. Someone who brings a get from Chutz Laretz, different parts of Chutz Laretz, has to say b'fana. You bring it in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to say b'fana. This is the basic Mishnah. What an interesting way to start the Masechta. We heard earlier today a beautiful Chasam Sofer, a pshat, and why this Mishnah comes first. Some of the Rishonim have a different pshat. The Ran and the Ritva, the Ran and his Chidushim, not the Ran and the Rif, the Chidushi HaRan and the Kovetz and the Ritva both suggest that we find that the Gemara in other places makes a point that Dinim Derabbanim are very Choviv on the Tanakh. That chavivim divrei sofrim, the dinim derabbanan are chavivim. So the same thing here, the dinim b'faniyuta b'faniyenecha. This is not a din d'oraisa. This is a takana derabbanan. We're going to talk about what the reason is, Rabbah and Rava, a whole discussion in the Gemara, machlokas. What's it all about? But it's a derabbanan. So why do we start with a derabbanan? Let's start with a d'oraisa. Start with daf tzadi. When I was in MTA in my freshman year, ninth grade, Rabbi Yitzhak Cohen was the Rebbe. This goes back many, many decades. And he started the Masechta with Daf Tzadi. Rabosai, he said, we're going to start with the end. And then we'll get to the beginning. That's how we started. Opening the end. So that's what we did. Right, we started with Daf Tzadi, which talks about the different reasons, the different scenarios where a person can give a get, and he did the whole lot there, actually. He did that, Tzadi Amad Aleph, and Amad Beis, he learned that sugya. And then he opened up a Rambam, Rambam Milchas Gerish, and has 10 halachas, yisodos of get. Is that what our Mishnah does? Kind of our Mishnah doesn't do that. He starts with the Derabbanan. What's he doing then? So the Ran and the Ritva say, I did the Chaviva Nokatle. Chavivim Divrei Sofrim. This is a Din Derabbanan. So the Divrei Sofrim are Chaviv on the Tana, so that's why he starts with this halacha. But we find in other Prokim, in other Masechtas as well. Whatever the reason is, the fact is there's so much lumdus attached to this Mishnah. Now you think we're going to talk about the Fanyut, the Fanyut, like, what's here? There's so much here. There's so much here. So even though it's not a Din D'Oraisa, we'll see the Din D'Oraisa through the Dinim D'Rabbanan. But there's so much here, and we really have to understand the details of the Mishnah to really get a handle on the idea of the Get. Okay, so let's start the Mishnah again. Let's take the Mishnah slowly. We have the basic halacha. So now let's take the Mishnah and try to analyze all the different words of the Mishnah. Hamevi get. Hamevi. Right? That's the word in the box, as we heard, right? Hamevi. So what does the word hamevi imply? Hamevi, who's bringing a get? It's not the Baal. There's a shliach involved. There must be a shliach. Oh, that's the first chiddush of the Masechta. But the Baal doesn't have to give the get to the wife directly, but he can send a shliach. Now that's a chiddush. Because from the pasuk you get the impression that the Baal gives the get to the woman herself. What's the pasuk? Where's the pasuk? Where's the pasuk? Where's the parasha that talks about Gittin? Anyone? Parashas? Hiseitzah? Right? Just in case you didn't look up the psukim. should have looked up the pasuk, but just in case you didn't look up the pasuk, so if you have the new Gemara, it's the Torah or on the base and the base on Rabbah, lefi shein bekiyum lishma. So Rashi quotes the pasuk because of la lishma, because of the sefer priestess la lishma. He writes it for her. So the Torah or over here quotes the whole pasuk. That when we used to learn Gittin many years ago, we didn't have all the pesukim in the Torah or. You had to look up the pesukim. Here, everything is given to you on a silver platter. It's so easy. It's given to you a little bit, but you got to work at it. Life is not so easy. And if you work at things, so that's when you really get a sip of nefesh and you get a sense of accomplishment. So what's the pasuk? Yigach ishisha uva'ala. The pasuk first talks about kiddushin. Forget about gerushin. Gerushin is nullified kiddushin, right? It's mevatel the kiddushin. So yigach ishisha uva'ala. Person marries, v'hayim lasim tzachim be'enav kimotza bar ervas davar, because of l'sefer krisus, v'nasam v'yodah v'shulcham mi'beisim. So because of l'sefer krisus, he writes her a sefer krisus. A get, first of all, is called a sefer krisus. Krisus, it's kores between the man and the woman. We have to understand what that means. Sefer krisus, obviously that's a special lashon. That's how the Torah calls a get. The Torah doesn't use the word get. That's not a deraisa term. Sefer krisus. Sefer Krisus. So he writes her a Sefer Krisus. Law, because of law, we'll see Lishma, he has to write it L'shem Ha'ish, L'shem Ha'ish, L'shem Gerish, and he has to write it specifically for this woman, for himself, right? Or the Sofer writes it for the Baal, L'shem Ha'ish, L'shem Ha'ish, L'shem Gerish. And then V'nasan Be'oda, the Baal gives it into the hands of the woman, and then he sends her from his home. V'nasan Be'oda sounds like the Baal gives the get to the woman. There's no havamina that someone else should be able to give it. So, of course, we know, shlucho shaladam kamoso, there's an idea of shlichus, that a shliach is a proxy, he's in place of the other people. That shlichus can work in mekachu memker, can work in gittin and kiddushin. So here too, v'nasan means the baal or his shliach, shlucho shaladam kamoso. If the shliach gives the get to the woman, it's like the baal is giving the get to the woman himself. Hamevi means that someone else is bringing the get. The baal is not coming. The shliach is bringing the get. Of course, we have to understand what kind of a shliach is he. Right? What kind of a shliach is he? Is he a shliach of whom? Shliach of the Baal, or is he a shliach of the Isha? Is it that the Baal gave the get to the shliach, and now the shliach is bringing the shliach l'kabbalah? The shliach of the Isha is bringing the get to the Bezdin, or is it the shliach halacha of the Baal that's bringing the get? Oh, we'll have to see. Have to see. Who talks about that issue? Rashi talks about that. We'll get to that issue. Okay, that's how maybe. Maybe implies that a shliach is bringing the get. How maybe get? What's a get? Who's a get? We never heard of this term. Right? Where does this term come from? The Torah talks about a sefer krisus. Where does the term get come from? So the first Tosfos touches on that. How maybe get? Avogav dilishar shtaros pa'amim nami kari get. Even though for shtar shtaris, we also sometimes use the term get. Get just means shtar. Get really just means shtar. So afal gav the lishtar shtaris pamim nami kari get kitan b'hashaleah chayin edim chosun ala get elav leitikin olam. The edim chasim, edim sign on a get. They sign on a shtar because of tikkun haolam. What does that mean? We'll get to it. What's the takana? I thought you always need edim chasim. What is it? Tikkun haolam? That's not a daraisa. You only need a chasima on a shtar, so how does the shtar work? Well, that's the Gemara's kasha, lamadala. It's not so simple. Right? Do you need a chasima? Maybe you don't need a chasima on a shtar. Well, it's an issue. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about that in the future, Mitzvah. But that Mishnah is not just talking about get. The tikkun ha'olam, that edim chosven al shtar, that's talking about shtar shtaris as well. Right? Edim chosven al get. Why get? It's not only get, it's a shtar shtaris as well. The Ari B'chol Shtaros. Do you see that get is used even for Shar Shtaros? Leperek Eskabel Nami Tanya V'chein LeGitin V'Farish Hashem Gitin Mamim. The word get doesn't only refer to get Isha; it refers to Shar Shtaros as well. So why do we use the term get? Mikol Makom Lo Hutzuch L'Farish Kan Get Isha. Tosis Kasha is it should have said Hamevi Get Isha Mimdina Sayon. Not a maybe get. How do you know what the get is? Not so much shash taras. There's no need to say mifaliyot mifalinechtam by shash taras. There's a ksiv and a chasima by shash taras as well, but you don't have to say mifalinai by shash taras. So why not say ha-maybe get isha? It says tosis is no need. Mishum de berov makom mosecha dektani get stam ari beget isha. Get stam is a get isha. It could also mean shar shtaris in certain contexts, but stam get is get isha. If it's shar shtaris, we normally say gite mamen. Stam get is get isha. So that's why the Tanya doesn't have to say get isha. He can just say get. And this is the first part of Tosis. Mashanogin lichtov yudbeish shuros beget omer Rabbeinu Tam. Mishum deget gematria yudbeis. Rabbeinu Tam says, why do we write yudbeish shuros in a get? Why do we have 12 lines in a get? A strange number of lines. Why 12 lines? Rabbeinu Tam says that it's because the word get, gimel, the letters, gimel tes, are 3 and 9 equals 12. So because there are 12, because the gematria of get is 12, so that's why we have 12 shuros in a get. V'rishama b'shem Rav Haigon, b'shem Rabbeinu Sadia, mishem deksiv, sefer krisos, kishir yudvei shitin, amafsikin ben arboa chumshei sefer Torah, k'da'amr b'bava basra. There are four shittim, four lines between each one of the svarim, each one of the chumashim of a sefer Torah. Shetzarech lohaniach arba shittim bein kol sefer v'sefer. Behefzik shebein v'yadaber l'mishnah Torah lo choshev sheinu alachoz v'shonem mashal amala. Mishnah Torah is just a chazara of everything that was mentioned before. So because there are four shittim, there are four empty lines between each one of the svarim, each one of the chumashim of the Torah besides Mishnah Torah. So therefore, Sajagon says that we have 12 lines in a get. What's he saying? L'chora, what he's saying is that a get is called Sefer Krisus. A get is a Sefer Krisus. That's the Lashon in the Pasuk. A get is called Sefer Krisus. So there's a sense of a Sefer in a get. There has to be a sense of a Sefer in a get. So Sefer Torah is a Sefer. But what is unique about a Sefer Torah? We can't make a get as long as a Sefer Torah is. It can't be the number of lines of a Sefer Torah. We have to take something from the Sefer Torah and put that into the get in order to put the Shem Sefer into a get. So he says we take the empty lines, the four empty lines between the different Chumashim, and we put that into the get. That makes it a Sefer Krisus. Then there's a Shem Sefer. It's a tremendous Chiddush, because at first glance, Sefer requires much more than just lines, right? A Sefer requires dio, right, and klaf. You got to write a Sefer with a certain type of ink, and it has to be klaf, it has to be on parchment. There's no need to write a get on parchment. You don't have to write a get with dio. The Mishnah in the second parak says that you can write a get with any dio miskayim, any ink that's miskayim, if it lasts, right? If it's not going to get rubbed out, so then it's kosher to write a get. You don't need dio. It's funny, even though the get is called a sefer krisus, it doesn't really have a din sefer per se. It's not like a brisk alumdus over here that has a din sefer. It means that there's a tsuras ha sefer to it. It looks like a sefer. It doesn't have all of the halachas of sefer, but it has a tsura of a sefer. So what does that mean that it has a tsura of a sefer? It mimics a sefer. So since a sefer Torah has these four shittim, the four lines between the svarim, and that's a chelik of the sefer. It's a chelik of the sefer. So we incorporate those shittim. 4 times 3 is 12. We incorporate those 12 shittim into the get. That makes it into the tzura of a sefer krisus. That's what the Rav Sajagon seems to be saying. What does this have to do with the first part of Tosfos? Well, what's the connection? Tosfos begins by saying that stam get is Gerisha, so the Tana doesn't have to say maybe Gerisha, it's obvious, because Stam Ged is Gerisha. Ged can also refer to Shar Shtaris, but Stam Ged is a Gerisha. That's point number one. You know, they quote from the Vilna Gaon that the reason why a Gerisha is called a Ged is because the only two letters in Lashon HaKodesh that you never find together are Gimel and Tes. Gimel and Tes never go together. Every other, apparently there are different permutations, every other two letters you do find together in some context. But Gimel and Tes you never find together. And that's what Gerishin is. Gerishin is a separation between the husband and the wife. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. That's why Gerisha is called a Get. Interesting. But Stam Get is a Gerisha. That's point number one in Tosfos. And then Tosfos goes off and discusses that Yud Beis Shuros, we write 12 Shuros, 12 lines in a Get. Why? Right? Because it's called a get. We write the 12 shuros because the get, the stam get is called a get. Stam get isha is called a get. or because of this idea of Sefer Krisis. What's the connection between the two? Marsha wants to suggest that maybe there's a strong connection. Maybe the idea is especially based on the second Pshat of Taisus. That if the reason why we write Yud Beishiros in the Get is because it's a Sefer Krisus, so that's exactly what Tosfos is saying. Why is a Stam Get Gerisha? Why is a Stam Get Gerisha? We have to write the Yud Beishiros in the Get because a Get is a Sefer Krisus. So we wanted to have a tsura of a Sefer, just like a Sefer Torah has these extra Shittim between the different Chumashim. So do we want to have Yud Beishittim in the Get? So once we're going to have Yud Beishittim in the Get, Gerisha, only a Gerisha is called Sefer Krisus. Only a Gerisha is called Sefer Krisus, so we want to have 12 Shittim Dafki in a Gerisha, not in Shtari Mammon. Shtari Mammon don't need 12 Shittim because they're not a Sefer. But a Gerisha is a Sefer Krisus, so we want to have the 12 Shittim in the Gerisha, because it's a Sefer Krisus, so that's exactly why Stam Get is a Gerisha. It's not Shtari Mama. Gerisha is the only Get, so to speak, the only Shtar that needs Yud Bei Shittim. It's the only Shtar that has a Shem Sefer associated with it. So because we want the Yud Bei Shittim in the Gerisha, because it's called a Sefer Krisus, that's Taka Y, a Stam Get is a Gerisha, it's not Shtari Mama. So after Marsha, that's the connection between the two different parts of Tosfos. First, Tosfos says that Stam Get is a Gerisha. Doesn't explain why. Doesn't say why Stam Get is a Gerisha. According to the Vilna Gaon, it's simple. The Gimel and the Tess don't go together. It's it. But according to the Hemshech of Tosfos, there's another reason. The reason why Stam Get is a Gerisha is dafka because we want to write Yud Beis Shittim in the Gerisha, since it's called the Sefer Krisis. So because we want to write the Yud Beis Shittim, so therefore we call it a Get. Gimel Tess. We call it a Get as a gematria for the Yud Beis. Okay. Questions? Okay, this is the introduction to the Mishnah. So, we have a halacha. Right? You bring the get from Medina Sayam, or from other parts of Chutz Laaretz, according to the other Tanoim, you have to say b'fanim, you have to say b'fanim. You bring a get in Eretz Yisrael, there's no need to say b'fanim. So why do you have to say Bafana? We're not going to discuss this in great detail, but just a little bit, just to get a sense, so we know a little bit what we're talking about here. So the Gemara, just a snippet of the Gemara. Obviously, we're going to get to this in greater detail. The Gemara says, "My Taima, Rabba Amal Afishain Bekiin Lishma, Rabba Amal Afishain Eidem Etsuyin Lekaima." Rabba says the reason why we have to say Bafana, you bring a get from Medina Sayam, is because they're not Bekiin Belishma. Pasuk says, "Vekasav La Sefer Krisus." Lo lishma, that the sofer has to write the get l'shemo ish, l'shemo isha, l'shem gerishin. He has to write it l'shma, dafka for these people, and l'shem gerishin, not for practice. It has to be written l'shem gerishin. And we're afraid that b'nei chutz laretz, b'nei medina sayam, b'nei rekem and cheger, b'nei kfar ludim, whatever the shita is, that they're not going to be b'kiyim b'lishma, so the get's not going to be written properly. That's the chashash midirabonim. So Chazal instituted that the shliach who brings the get, he has to say b'fanei nichtav b'fanei nechtam. Rabbi would say what he's really saying is b'fanei nichtav lishma b'fanei nechtam lishma, that it was nichtav and nechtam lishma. I know that it was done lishma. I heard the sofer saying shem oish l'shem oisha l'shem gerishin the edim uchosim lishma, and that's how the get is going to be kosher. And Rava says differently, that the problem is not Lishma, the problem is that there aren't Shayaras Mitzvahs, there are no caravans between Eretz Yisrael and Medina Sayam, so we're afraid that if the Baal is going to be Ma'arer, there's no one there, no one's going to be available to verify the signatures. So therefore Chazal instituted the same Fanei Nechtam, the Shliach should say that it was signed in front of me, and then we're not going to accept the era of the Baal. He's no longer believed. We assume that it's not Mizuyev. Once the Shliach says it was signed in front of me, so it's not forged, because these people signed it themselves. The Eidim signed it themselves, so we're not going to be afraid anymore. Okay, these are the two basic reasons that are given for the halacha of the Mishnah. Okay, with this background, we now can start Rashi. Okay, we've read parts of the Mishnah. We'll get to the other parts in Mitzvah Hashem as we move along. But too much detail at one time is just confusing. It's not helpful. Let's start the Rashi. What does Rashi say? Maybe get Medina Sayam. Kol chutz laretz karile Medina Sayam bar mi Bavel k'da'am alakamon. Gemara in Davav says you bring a get from Bavel, you don't have to say b'fanayim. So Rashi points out that Bavel is not Chutz Laaretz, it's not Medina Sayam. It's like Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to say Befana if you bring a gift from Bavel. So Kol Chutz Laaretz Kari La Medina Sayam Zab Rashi, except for Bavel. Bavel has a din of Eretz Yisrael. But every other place, Chutz Laaretz is Chutz Laaretz, there's a requirement to say Befana. It's a pretty innocuous Rashi. What's the problem? What's the problem with the Rashi? Pella de Rashi. You read the first Rashi and get. Right, you say to yourself, I'm going to read every Rashi carefully, right? So you read the first line of Rashi and you can't get to first base. You can't get to second base. You read the first line, you can't get to the second line because something very odd about this Rashi. What's odd about the Rashi? Anyone? Yes, Binyamin.
What starts with
saying,
Right,
but he says, Labar mi Bavel. Bavel, that's exactly why he has to say this, an exception. Bavel is not Chutz Laaretz for this halacha. What's the problem? Akiva.
Because Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Ezer say other places that are outside of Eretz Yisrael, and if the Tanya Kama says Medina Siyam, why do they need these other opinions? And it's basically the same thing.
To say what you're saying, but differently, is there a part of Chutz Laaretz that the Tanya Kama says that you don't have to say Befana from? If you bring a gift from a part of Chutz Laaretz, is there any part of Chutz Laaretz that the Tanya Kama says there's no chiyuv to say Befana? Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. The Tanna Kamma says you bring from Medina Sayam, you have to say Befana the Tanna Kamma. Is there a part of Chutz Laaretz that the Tanna Kamma says that you don't have to say Befana from?
Yeah.
Will?
Yeah,
Rekam and Chager! Yeah, where else? Kfar Ludim. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Gamliel. It's a Machlokas Tanaim over here. Right? What Rashi forgot the Machlokas Tanaim? He read the first line and he forgot the other Shittas in the Mishnah? The Pella the Gerashi. Kol Chutz Laaretz? Oh yeah, Kol Chutz Laaretz? I don't think so. Scared to say it, but I don't think so. I'm not so scared, because it's not me. Whose Kasha was this? It's not Tosis. Tosis doesn't ask the Kasha. Tosis Bavorin's the Kasha. You gotta know Yiddish. Tosis Bavorin's the Kasha, right? He obviates the Kasha, because he explains differently, but, right? You know Bavorin, right? But whose kasha is this? David, whose kasha is this? The Ran's, right? This is the Ran's kasha. It's a Pella de Gerashi. Pella de Gerashi. Let's see the Ran's again. This is Pshat. Okay, we'll get to Lomdus. We'll get to Lomdus too. We have to be patient. Patience is part of learning. First, you have to learn. You have to learn Pshat. Pshat in the Gemara, Pshat in the Mishnah, Pshat in the Gemara, Pshat in Rashi. And then we'll get to the Lomdus too in Mitzvah. What does the Ran say? Daf Aleph in the Rif, right? The Rif begins with Daf Aleph, not Daf Beis. Maybe again, Medina Sayam, because of Rashi, Kol Chutz Laaretz Kari, Medina Sayam, Bar Mibavim. Okay. Sorech, maybe Lomer Mephani Nichtav, Taim and Mepharish Begimara, Im Yishum De Bechutz Laaretz, and Bekin Lishmo, Im Yishum De Ein Eidem, Mitzuyen Lekayim. He summarizes the whole Gemara for you. The Ran just, yes, of course you have to see the Gemara before you look at the Ran. If not, you're a little confused. The Ran gives different reasons. V'yavo habal v'ya'arer lo tuchal lo'isha l'kaimo. Right? If it's ein eidem mitzuyin l'kaimo, so then if the baal is ma'arer, then the woman will not be able to be mekayim. Good. Up the Ran. Ubigmar mefarish the Tanakama, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, behopligi the Tanakama. So the merakim v'chegraf b'shem l'chutz starts ein sar shiyam l'fanut l'fanin nechta. The Gemara says that according to the Tanna Kamma, you bring a gift from Medina Sayam, then you do have to say Befana. You bring it from Rekem and Chega, there's no chiyuv to say Befana. Afal pisha hei mei Chutz Laaretz. It's not Alocha Moshe Sinai from Chutz Laaretz. No, Medina Sayam, from across the ocean. He says, you bring it from across the ocean, you say Befana. But not Chutz Laaretz. Right? From Rekim and Cheged, Tanna Kamma says there's no need to say Befana Tefanachna. Lefishen Ayaros, Hasmuchos, Eretz Yisrael. These are close to the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. The Smuchos to Eretz Yisrael. The Koshke Mekfarludim, Shenotzarach, Lefishu, Muvla Betchum, Eretz Yisrael. That's even swallowed up in the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. Right? The map of Eretz Yisrael, right? Something like this. Something a little bit like this. Right? So the way that Chazal understood, you look in the Psukim, right? You look at the Psukim in the Torah, the boundary is not so perfect. You know, you have some places where it goes in and some places where it goes out. So you could have a city right over here, Muvla in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. It's swallowed up in the boundary. And you could also have a city that's outside the boundary, but it's samach to the boundary. And then you could also have a city that's way far away from the boundary. So the Gemara says that's the machlokas. You have to say b'fanechtam only if you bring it from a place that's far away, or even if you bring it from a place that's samach, or even if you bring it from a place that's muvla in the tchum. That's the machlokas tanoi. That's the whole machlokas tanoi. We'll see it in greater detail on Daf Dal. That's the basic machlokas tanoi. Frek the Ran, going to the next paragraph, Lefika Chikshu al Rashi. Based on this, you read the Gemara, you get Pshat in the Gemara. What's the machlokas, the Tanakama, and the other Shittas? To get all the Shittas. So once you have the Shittas klar, so Rashi is a Pella. Lefika Chikshu al Rashi Shikasav Mishna Sena de Tanakol Chutz Laretz Kori Medina Sayam Shim Kidvarav Av Smuchos Umuvlos Bechlal. According to Rashi, if Kol Chutz Laretz Kori La Medina Sayam, it's not just places that are far away, it's even places that are Samuch or Muvla. That's not the Tanakam. Right? V'haynu d'arminan V'heichi arminan v'gemar d'la Tanakam v'mavlos v'smuchos lo tzarech. The Gemara says the Tanakama doesn't require b'fanai if you bring it from a place that's samach or that's muvla. Only if you bring it from a makom rachok. L'chein pirshu, l'kach pirshu, says the Ran, the Medina Sayyam, haynu makom rachok. Medina Sayyam means a makom rachok, across the ocean. K'yamina ba'alma, ha'isha shalav ayla l'medina Sayyam. Mishnah Yevamos talks about a woman whose husband goes far, far away. He goes to Medina Siam. He goes on a business trip across the ocean. Yamina nami praticha b'fnei ploni ploni v'ochel lahem l'medina Siam. Another case, shtar halva. Person says, I paid it up in front of so-and-so, and then they went away. Far, far away. We can't get to them. Medina Sayyam, says the Ran, other Rishonim wouldn't explain like Rashi. Other Rishonim would say that Medina Sayyam is a makom rochom. The Tanakama requires mefanai only if you bring it from a makom rochom, not if you bring it from a makom that's muvlar samuch. And that's in fact what Tosfos says. That's Tosfos pshat. Medina Sayyam, hadlo nokat hamevi get me chutz laretz. Medina Sayyam is such a special phrase. Why say Medina Sayyam? Just say chutz laretz. Eretz Yisrael. Chutz laretz. These are right? That's the contrast, right? These are opposites. So why use the term Medina Sayyam if you could just say chutz laretz? Kediktoni b'gemara, Tosis says not only is it more mistaber to say chutz laretz because it's the easier lashon, but the Gemara even has that. Hamevi get besfina kemevi b'chutz laretz. So why doesn't the Tana, the Mishnah, use Chutz Laretz? He says Medina Sayyam. Doctosis, Mishim, the Chutz Laretz, have a mashma kol Chutz Laretz, afilu reka mecheget. Lachinokat, Medina Sayyam, the mashma rocho. Medina Sayyam means a mokom rochov, not muvla, not samuch. That's how the Gemara explained the Tana Kama. Dafka from a mokom rochov, there's a chiyah pasei befanai. Kamo ha'isha shalach ba'al l'mdina sayam, u'kamo praticha b'fnei ploni u'plonish ba'ocho l'mdina sayam, lafuki reka mechega, d'pligi v'hu, Rabbi Gamliel. The Tanakama says, dafka from a makom rachok, there's a chiyah to say b'fanai. And it makes such perfect sense. Right? It makes sense. Why? Because if the chiyah to say b'fanai t'fanai nechtam is because the fishayim b'kiyam l'shma, so the further away they are, the less knowledgeable they'll be. So that's the chiyah to say b'fanai. The further away the place is, the less likely you'll have shayaras between Eretz Yisrael and this far away Medina. So that's why there's a chiyuv to say b'fanai. But the closer you get, the more likely there will be shayaras, the more likely there'll be b'kiyum b'lishma. So it's not so clear according to the Tanak. Tanakama says there is no chiyuv to say b'fanai then, because we're not afraid, there's no chashash. That would have been the simple pshat in the Mishnah. But Rashi didn't learn like that, it would appear. Right? Rashi seems to not learn like that. Frek the Ran. The Ran has a little bit of a detail over here. A couple of lines says ain't the ankles and noachli. Let's skip that for the time being. What's the answer for Rashi? Rashi learns the Tanakama that all Chutz Laretz is called Medina Sayon. It's not really all Chutz Laretz. What's he saying? So the Ran says like this. Interesting pshat in Rashi. L'figochanu omim the Tanakama disle desmuchos emavlos lo tzrichi. Nokat Chutz Laretz shu mitzad maravi shel Eretz Yisro. L'fishaba also tzad leka ayaros mavlos usmuchos. Shere hayom mafsik. Why is the Tanakama use the term Medina Sayon? It's because he wants to say something that's absolutely clear. So he picks the side of Eretz Yisrael where there are no muvlos and smuchos. There's nothing swallowed up in the boundary or close to the boundary. There's a yam. There's an ocean there. Medina Sayam means you bring it from a place across the ocean, on the other side of the Mediterranean. Places in Europe or wherever. Further than the yam. That's what Medina Sayam means. So he picks a place that's easy to define. You hear his shita. Right? It's clear it has to be a place that's not somuk. It's not muvla. It's got to be rachok. So he gives an example where it's easy to see the shita. Shita is where there is no place that's somuk, no place that's muvla. So you bring a get from that location, obviously from a medina where there are people living, so that has to be on the other side of the ocean. It's far away. So if it's far away, then there's a chiyuv to say b'farid of v'farid yachdim. But if you bring it from a place that's muvla and somuk, then of course there's no chiyuv zokta tanakamim. So he picks Medina Sayon because that's a perfect example to highlight his shita. U'betzdodim acherim lo psikolei milsa. You can't... Hey, it's not clear. Psikolei means it's not chad v'chalak, right? It's not smooth. It's not easy. If you're talking about the west of Eretz Yisrael, so that's pretty clear. If it's Medina Sayon, it's got to be far away. Shavdiik ayaro smuchosu muvlos. On the eastern side, there are smuchos and muvlos. Mishimachi omer, shamev yigev, Medina Sayon, dahin mitzad marav le'Eretz Yisrael, tzor shayomer. V'hu adin l'chol tzadim acherim me'osan ayaro shein domos la'osan shev Medina Sayon shenon lo muvlos v'lo smuchos. V'hu adin nami. Rashi not saying that dafka, you got to bring it from the west, from Medina Sayon, from across the ocean. That's the only term that there's a chiyuv to say before. No, you bring it from the east also. Lebar mi bavel, if you bring it from the east, but you bring it from a place that's dummy to Medina Sayon. If you bring it from a place that's similar to Medina Sayon, what is that? Makom Rachok. If you bring it from Makom Rachok, it's doma to Medina Sayon. So then the Tanakam, what's the chiyuv to say before? Rekem and Cheger is not a Makom Rachok. If it's not a Makom Rachok, then you wouldn't have to say before. Ran concludes that maybe that's what Rashi says. I mean, there's no machlokas Rashi and Tosfos; they're all saying the same thing. Rashi, you know, Rashi is normally the simplest Rebbe, right? The best Rebbe. Rashi, he's the best Rebbe. Mamish, you read the Rashi, it's a klarkeit. The Rashbam is also good. Baba Basra Yidden. Rashbam is also good, but there's no one like Rashi. Rashi, kurz and sharp, as they say, right? Right, short and sweet. He's mamash gevaldik. But here, he's short and sweet and confusing a little bit. Right? You gotta work a little bit to try to understand the Rashi. But he means the same as Tosfos. It's not the Zeldesach. He's not, Rashi's not. There's no machlokas rishon. We have plenty of machlokas rishon as we move along. But this is not a machlokas rishon. And everyone said that Tanakama holds that the chiyuv to say b'fana is if you bring from a makom rachok. Question is, why does he say Medina Sayon? The Tosfos just says because Medina Sayon always means a makom rachok. And Rashi just adds, he says that Medina Sayon, the Tana uses Medina Sayon because that's an example of the west of Eretz Yisrael. The west of Eretz Yisrael, it's clear that it's a makom rachok. That's why he uses such a lashon, not just because it means a makom rachok in the Mishnayos, but because we know that it's a makom rachok. There's no ear that's muvlo or samach on the west. But hu adin nami kol chutz laaretz. All of chutz laaretz could be Medina Sayon. Not that all of chutz laaretz is Medina Sayon. It could be Medina Sayon if it's dome to the Medina Sayon of the west. If it's a makom rachok, if something that's makom karov, the Tanakam would say there's no need to say b'fana if you bring a get from that place. The Tan.
This be also why Tosfos doesn't ask on Rashi?
You're saying if Tosfos is mechavin to the Ran, so he doesn't have to ask on Rashi. Tosfos is not No, Tosus is not afraid to ask on Rashi. I'm afraid to ask on Rashi. But Tosus is not gunshot. Mm-hmm. Right? He's a, you know, if he thinks Rashi is fair, he would ask. So maybe Tosus understood that in Rashi. Maybe. Maybe. Efshin. Maybe. Yes, though.
Who's to say what's Karo and what's Rachuk? Like, for that point on the board, is that...
It's a function of whether Edom HaMetzuyin L'Kaimo and whether they're B'kiyin B'lishma. It's a function of whether there are Shayaros Metzuyos, are the caravans going back and forth from that place. Are they learned people there or not? That's the question. That is exactly the question. Yes, Yosef.
Those aren't necessarily geographical Karo and Rachuk. That's more just people there.
Right. But I guess the Tanakhama felt that it is geographical, meaning the farther the place is, the less knowledgeable they'll be, the less likely that there are Shayaros Metzuyos. So it becomes geographical, even though it's not a din in geography. It's a din in halacha, right? In halacha, rabba, whatever the time for the final of the is about. Questions? Yes, Zach.
If everyone's agreeing, they were saying Makom Rachuk, why didn't you say maybe Gad Mimakom Rachuk?
That's what Midin Asayah means. Right? Didn't you see that? It doesn't say that in your Gemara. It doesn't say it in mine either. That's what it means. That's what Midin Asayah means. Now, how does that mean? How does it mean that? That's because we see in the Mishnayos, we see such a lashon. Medina Seyam always means a faraway place. Right? Medina Seyam always means a faraway place. Or maybe Medina Seyam invokes the Yam, Yamagadol. The Yamagadol is any place beyond the Yamagadol is a Makom Rachuk. So that's why the Tana uses such a lashon. He's saying the Tana should have just said simple, Makom Rachuk, Makom Rachuk. How do you define Makom Rachuk? As one of the Talmidim asked. Medina Sayam is a modifier that helps us define Makom Rachuk better. Okay. Let's move to the next Rashi. So what does Rashi say? Okay, we're going each Rashi one by one. So comes the Tanakhama and says, maybe again Medina Sayam, Tzorach Shiyom HaFanek HaFanek HaFanek. Sorry. Says Rashi, Tzorach HaShliach HaMeviyo. How does Rashi know Shliach HaMeviyo? Obviously, HaMevi means the Shliach is bringing. But Rashi, Tzorach HaShliach HaMeviyo Lomar, V'chulei, V'taim HaMefarash V'Gemar. The Tam, you know the Gemara, we learned a little piece of the Gemara, Rabbi and Rava, different reasons. U'Shliach Zeh HaBaal HaSol, Shliach LaHolocha. Says Rashi innocuously, Shliach LaHolocha, the Baal made the Shliach, a shliach, the Baal made the person a shliach to be molech esaget leishto. Laholocha, a shliach of the Baal to bring the get to his wife. Shliach laholocha has to say befaninuch lefaninachta. If he brings it from Medina Sayyid. Interesting. So first you'd say, like, okay, he's just helping define the terms. He's saying that the Baal made him a shliach, and that's what's happening, and the shliach is going to say befaninuch lefaninachta, and great. Right, but what's interesting is that Rashi is saying something specific, right? Whenever Rashi says something, we have to stop for a moment and say, is this significant or is it not significant? Is Rashi just telling us that Shliach Halacha is a Shliach of the Baal? Does he have to say it right over here? Right? Pick a Mishnah where the Mishnah tells us about Shlichus, right? Ha'omer Hiskabeli Giti, right? Shliach LeKabbalah, the sixth Perek. There are other Mishnahs that talk about Shlichus. You don't have to mention it over here. Rashi mentions this shliach leholocha. Why does he mention this over here? But it would appear that Rashi, bedafka nokas, Rashi is saying what shliach has to say b'fanenachta. A shliach brings a guy from Medina Sayam, but what type of shliach? A shliach leholocha has to say b'fanai, but not another type of shliach. What's another type of shliach? Not a shliach halacha, but rather a shliach lekabbalah. What's a shliach lekabbalah? A shliach of the woman. Of the wife. Impression you get from Rashi is that the Shliach LeKabbalah doesn't say the funny. That's clear. Right? That's clear. Rashi is making a chilek. This is the first chilek we've seen in Rashi. Opening day. And this is what everyone stops on opening day. After you learn the first Tosfos and the first Rashi and you get Pshat, and you have to learn Pshat also. So, you know, life is not all about lumbus. There's beauty. There's beauty in poetry. There's beauty in you know, plants and flowers, but there's also grass. You have to have the basics. Then you can have beautiful plants and beautiful shrubs, and you can get to the lumdus too, but you got to learn. You got to learn the basic pshat also. But now we got to the lumdus. Well, we haven't gotten to the lumdus yet. We've just noticed halodover, who is an interesting rashi that begs explanation. Rashi says shliach laholocha has to say before anything happens. The clear implication of Rashi is that a shliach lekabbalah does not. Who picks up on this diuk in Rashi? Who picks up?
The Ran.
Yeah, the Ran is big in Gittin. I can't deny it. I mean, the Ran, you can't move without the Ran. The Ran is one of the major rishonim here. So important. The Ran. But let's all turn to the Ran. I hope you've had an opportunity to see this Ran already. Ran on the Beis Amud Aleph in Daf Yarif. Because of Rashi, the Ran has his own to say, but he's like a mafurish of Rashi sometimes. He's like an Achron, Sirishon, but you know, talks Rashi, quotes Rashi, and he deals with him. Is he right? Is he wrong? What's the reason for Rashi? Sometimes he argues. Sometimes he's mafarish. Kosa Rashi is up in Mishnah Sinai, the Shliach Zeh Asholi b'Mishnah Bala, so Shliach Le'olach. V'nira li shekosav kem b'shem di'iha b'shliach le'kabola, kemen she'a'isha nisgarsha b'kabola, so eno tzorach lomba b'fanet b'fanenechta. Says the Ran, Rashi says that he's a Shliach Le'olach, because Rashi assumes that if the Shliach will be a Shliach le'kabola, there's no need to say b'fan. Meaning, if the Baal gave the get directly to the Shliach le'kabola, the woman makes a shliach, right? She lives far away. They're separated. She lives away from the Baal. So now she's going to get the get, right? He's going to send her the get. So she sends a shliach to get the get from the Baal. She doesn't want to be there. She can't be there. She doesn't want to be there, whatever it is. So she sends a shliach lekabola to the Baal to give the get to the shliach. So Zakhtar Ran, from Rashi, you get the impression that if the shliach lekabola is coming with the get from Medina Sayyam, there's no need to say the front of the front. Kevin Shaisha Nisgarsha Bekabalasa and Atsarach Lamba Fanitafani Nachman. Since she's Nisgarsha Bekabalasa, there's no need to say Befani. Bahainu Nami de Parchina and Beperaka Mevi Kinyan. The second Perak, the second Hamevi. Alodim Asnisin. The Tnan. The Mishnah at the end of the second parak on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis says that a woman herself can bring a get. She can bring her own get. She's not menace to be a shliach. She can bring her own get. But she has to say befanim. Now what's she saying befanim for? I don't understand. The husband gives the get to the woman, then she's divorced. So what's the need to say befanim? So the Gemara explains that we're talking about a case where the husband gives the get to the woman and says, but I don't want you to be divorced until you come to a certain place. So she took the get from the husband, but the gerushin are not completed. It's not over. Right? It's not over yet. That's how the Gemara and Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph explains. Ba'omer lo tisgarshi bo ela b'fnei bezdin ploni. I don't want you to be divorced until you come to bezdin ploni. So there wasn't a chalos gerushin. There was a mais in the sina. V'nosan biyada. There has to be a mais in the sina. Giving of the Baal to the woman, he has to give the get to the woman. But the question is, when is the chalos gerushin? So normally the chalos gerushin is b'shas nesina. This is a strange case where the husband says, I don't want you to be divorced until you get to the bezdin. So you know, there wasn't mais nesina, the chalos gerushin is mitla toli v'koi. It's hanging until she gets to the bezdin. So in such a case, explains the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah is going on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, that the woman has to say b'fanai b'fanai nechta. She has to say b'fanai, even though she got the get from the husband, because the gerushin was not completed. So the gerushin was not completed. She brings it from Medina Sayyam, then she has to say b'fanai b'fanai nechta. So says the Ran, that's exactly pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara asks, Isha mechimat yagita liyadi garshala. The kasha of the Gemara was, why do you have to say b'fanai b'fanai nechta? But when she gets the get, when she receives the get from the husband, she's already megureshes. So if she's already megureshes, what's the need to say b'farit v'farinachta? So the Gemara has this case where she's not megureshes. The halos gerushin did not take effect yet, so that's why b'fanai Bifanei is a requirement. But the Alma Zokterad, a Murdiki Yesod, he's Medayik from the Gemara. What's the Yesod? When is Bifanei necessary? When is Bifanei necessary? If the Chalos Gerishin didn't occur yet, but if the Chalos Gerishin occurred, there's no need to say Bifanei anymore. If you bring it after the Chalos Gerishin, it's over. It's over. The Alma, the Koshin is Gar Shakfar in a Tzricha Kiyom Aged. After the Gerishin, once the Gerishin is completed, there's no need for Kiyom Aged. There's no need for the Shliach to say Bifanei after Bifanei Nechta. So he says the same would be true if the Baal gives the get to a Shliach Lekabola in Medina Sayom, and then the Shliach Lekabola brings the get from Medina Sayom to Eretz Yisrael. The Shliach Lekabola doesn't have to say Bifanei. Why? Because it's over. It's over. It's over in Chutzah. It's over in Medina Sayyam. So once it's over, there's nothing to say before. The case of Shliach LaKabbalah is like the Isha herself. Right? If the Baal gave the get to the Isha, there would be no need to say before. The only reason why the woman said before is because the Gerishin had not been completed B'Shas Nesina. The Baal made it tonight. He wants the Gerishin to only be Chal when she gets to Bez Nimplum. But if the Gerishin were to be completed when he actually gives the get to the woman, there's nothing to say before, even if it's in Medina Sayyam. So, v'huad dinami by a shliach l'kabbalah. A shliach l'kabbalah is a case where he gives it to the shliach l'kabbalah. She's like the shliach l'kabbalah is like the woman, man, woman, whatever, whoever he is. So, if the chalos gerishin occurred in Medina Sayyam, it's over. There's no need to say b'fanai. No need to say b'fanai, says the rabbi. That's what you see from the second parak, that once the gerishin is chal, there's no need to say b'fanai. And that's why Rashi's machalik. Shliach lo locha. There, the Baal gives the get to the shliach. He's bringing the get. The Gerishin have not been chal yet, so he has to say b'fana. But if the Baal were to give it to the Shliach Kabbalah, since the Gerishin was already chal, there's no need to say b'fana. But what's the svara? What's the reason for that? Okay, that's the chiluk. I see the raya from the second parak. Once the Gerishin is chal, there's no need to say b'fana. But what's the reason for the chiluk? Taima de Milsa Zokteran. I'll tell you what the reason is. The cave in the Medina lo tzarech el nechashah shem yavah ba'al v'ya'arer. What's the need to say b'fana de v'ya nechtam? Ran is giving us a further view. We're just wading into the sugya. We don't know yet so much. We know Ramba and Ravin. Fishem bekin lishma ein edem etzuyim bekaima. We know the basic reasons. But it's more than that. Is this a real chiyuv? Are we really concerned about something? We're really concerned that they're not going to know that they get us to be lishma. We're really concerned that maybe it's forged. Are we really concerned about that? So the Gemara says no. It's just a chashash ba'alma. The Baal is going to be ma'arer. He's going to cause trouble. It's a chashash ba'alma. Right? That he wasn't so bent on the gerishin. He was thinking about it, but he wasn't 100% sure. He wasn't gomar umegarish. He didn't have a full gemiras das that he wants to divorce his wife. Oh, so then maybe after giving the get to the shliach, he'll have a change of heart. He'll have a change of heart, and then he'll be motzi laz. Maybe the Baal will be motzi laz. He'll claim that the get's mezuyif. Like he'll lie and say that the get's mezuyif is not really mezuyif. But maybe he has a change of heart. He doesn't want the get to go through. He wants to stay married to his wife. Oh, it's just a chashash ba'alma. Kevin de Medina lo tzarech elam ibn chashash am yavah ba v'yarer in lochosh le'ir uro elak shu nosna l'shliach lo locha. If he should be shah shaget yotz mitachas yado ain't a gomer magar shadayim. If he gives it to a shliach lo locha, so it hasn't been chal. The gerish hasn't been chal. So if the gerish hasn't been chal, then the baal is not gomer magarish. Bil figa choshin shema yimolech v'yarer. Maybe he'll change his mind. Says the Ran, the chilik is obvious, but shliach l'kabbalah, since the gerishin has already been chal, the Baal knows this is serious business. This Nesina Saget to the Shliach LaKabbalah is tantamount to Nesina Saget to the Yad HaIsha. So he knows this is serious business. There's going to be a Chalos Gerishin over here. Once he knows there's going to be a Chalos Gerishin, he's Gomer Magarish. He's only going to do it if he's really serious. So then we're not afraid that he's going to be Ma'ar later. Say, no, it wasn't. It's a fake game. It was Mizuyev. We're not afraid of that anymore. But if he gives it to a Shliach LaHolacha, he gives it to his own Shliach, he's giving it to the Shliach, but But he knows it's not happening yet. He knows he still has time. So in the back of his mind, even though, you know, he's angry and he wants to divorce the wife, and it's not working out, but he's not Gomer Magarish to the same extent. So in that case, we are afraid. There is a chashash. Because there is a chashash, that's why the shlech has to say b'fanin. That's the chiluk that the Ram presents. Dr. Ran, if he gives it to a shliach lekabbalah, and if he gives it to a shliach lekabbalah, so since the chalos gerishin is occurring right now, we're not afraid of the ir abal. So there's no need to say b'fanei t'fanei nechta. There's no need. Ain't no tzara. There's no need for the shliach to say b'fanei t'fanei nechta. The reality is that if the baal is ma'arer, if he does say mezuyah, if you'll have to be mekayim b'chosma, you still have to do kiyum. So the rad is no different than the mishnah. Right? You bring in eretz yisrael. You bring get in eretz yisrael. There's no need to say b'fanei. We're not afraid of lishma. We're not afraid that they aren't going to be shayaros. But the reality is, if the Baal is Ma'ar in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Mekayim the Chasimus. Sitztoch b'zel b'zach over here. Here the Gerishim was Chal, he gave it to the Shliach LeKabbalah. There's no need to say b'fanei. The Baal is Ma'ar. We're not afraid that he'll be Ma'ar. But if it turns out he is Ma'ar, so then there is a Chiyav to be Mekayim the Chasimus. Right? So the Yisod, according to Rashi, the Yisod of Rashi, according to the Ran, is that if the Baal gives the get to a Shliach LeKabbalah, there's no need to say b'fanei nechta v'fanei nechta. But if the Baal's Ma'ara, then you'll have to be Mekayim. Right? It's like Eretz Yisrael. Or maybe get b'Eretz Yisrael, in Otzorech Lomer b'fanei, but in Yesh Lavori, Miskayim Echos. There's no need to say b'fanei, according to the Ran. There's no need. Daniel.
What's the Shaykh said? You are, if he gives it to the Shliach L'Hochla, why is there a Chashash to you, or then if the shliach is like himself, then he doesn't have to be ma'ar, he can just retract it whenever he wants. I mean, it's as if he is going, let's say, to deliver the get.
Okay, so you're mentioning a very important point. Would you suggest, if I can phrase your kasha differently, you're saying if the Baal just wants to be mevatel the shlichus, so let him be mevatel the shlich. Oh, that's the fourth pair. Did you get to the fourth pair yet? Right? If the Baal wants to be mevatel the shlichus, he certainly can. The discussion of the fourth parak is, let's say, before the shliach gives the get, the Baal says, you know what, I just want to be mevatel the shlichus. I'll go to a bezdin and say, you know, my shliach went, he's five train stops away from me. You know, he took his flight already. I'm not going to be able to get him. I have no way of reaching him. I have my cell phone, whatever. They didn't have cell phones. Right? He's not going to be able to reach him. Oh, but he'll be mevatel the shlichus before the shliach gives the get. L'chorah min haTorah, that should work as well. And it does work min haTorah. The Rabban and Chazal say, you can't do that. Because then you're going to have trouble. The shliach is going to give the get to the woman, and she's going to marry someone else, and mamzerim, she's not going to know that he was mevatel. But technically speaking, in HaTorah, if he wants to be mevatel the shliach, he can. And if he runs after the shliach, if Kidei Meitzel HaShliach, he runs after the shliach and says, get to the Satan Lecha Batalu, it is Batal. I mean, he's still the Bailim, right? He can be mevatel the shliach. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're saying once the shliach laholacha gives the get to the woman, he gave the get to her. Now the Baal is going to be ma'ara and say, oh, it's mezuyah. She's going to bring the get to Bezdin. She's going to want to marry someone else. And the Baal's going to run after her. He's going to run to the Bezdin and say, well, what's going on? She's getting mad. Well, why is she getting mad? The Bezdin will say, well, there's a get. It's a get? Who get? What get? What are you talking about? The holding mezuyah.
Yeah.
That's after the gerushin.
Yeah.
So the gerushin took place. Lesman de Polak, the gerushin, the Maisa gerushin. Well, I shouldn't say Lesman de Polak. The Baal says, I am Polak. Right? I claim there was no get. Right? But that there was something that was given from the shliach to the woman. I mean, she is holding a piece of paper here. She is holding a piece of paper over here. So that's the question, right? When, what shliach has to say b'fanei? We want to avoid this potential problem. That the Baal is gonna be ma'ar on the get that the woman's holding on to. So when does the shliach have to say b'fanei to obviate that problem? That's the shayla. So Zokter Ran, shliach lekabbalah, since the gerushin already took place, the Baal is gomer megarish, he's not going to have to be ma'ar. Shliach leholocha, since the Baal is sending the shliach, even though he wants to divorce his wife, he's not a joker, he wants to divorce his wife, but because it's not a fait accompli, as they say, right? It's not a done deal, so, subconsciously, he's not completely serious. In some way. He's not going with Gash completely.
Because you came about to at least the Rabbanim, that year that we're talking about is happening before the year?
No, after.
So then why is there Chashash Yer, but when he's
because he didn't have a full Gemira's Das from the beginning. He didn't have a Gemira's Das from the beginning. He gave it to his Shliach. So he gave it to his Shliach, and he thinks he has time. Again, this is subconsciously. He's not trying to ruin her. But subconsciously, he wasn't completely serious about it. He didn't have a Gemira's Das. Oh, so now he's going to wake up later and say, give out. What did I do? You know what? I'll be Motzi Las. So we want to avoid that.
His likelihood of year is based off of what, if it was the Shliach Lekabel or the Shliach Lecholcho?
No, it's all a function of his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
What's in his mind? But the type of shliach will determine whether there's a gemiras das on the part of the baal or not. The type of shliach determines whether if there was a chalos gerishin, if there were a chalos gerishin, he's gomer magarish. That's it. He has a full gemiras das. How do I know that? Gemara's second parak. Second parak proves that once there's a full chalos gerishin, we're not afraid that the baal is going to be ma'ar. Right? That's the raya from the second parak. But if the Baal himself makes the Shliach, there is no Chalos Gerishin, then subconsciously he doesn't have a Gemiras Das. If he doesn't have a Gemiras Das, then we're afraid that he'll be Ma'ar later. And we want to prevent that. So we tell the Shliach to say Mefanei Dvanei Nata. Once the Shliach says Mefanei, the Baal is not going to be Nema. Even if the Baal is Ma'ar later, Daniel, the Baal is not going to be Nema. The Shliach takes away that possibility. That's the purpose of the Takaras Acham, that the Shliach should say Mefanei. This is one approach to Rashi. The Rashi assumes that Shliach LeKabbalah doesn't say B'fanei D'vanei Nechtam. He doesn't have to say B'fanei D'vanei Nechtam. He doesn't have to say. What do you think, according to the Rambam's Pshat Das Rashi, let's say the Shliach LeKabbalah did say B'fanei D'vanei Nechtam. Would it obviate a problem in the future? Would you not need Kiyum Chosamos in the future if the Baal did complain? What do you think, according to Rashi? According to the Rambam's interpretation of Rashi? What do you think? Will?
Yeah.
Why?
Still, once they made a way of accomplishing whatever Kiyum Shabbos accomplishes, it's still going to work.
It's a takaras hachon, right? If he says b'fanei, right? So then it does what it's supposed to do. Right? He can do it. He doesn't have to. But if he does it, it obviates the problem. Give me another case where if you say b'fanei when you don't have to do it, maybe it still works, and then you only kiyum later. Give me another case where that might be true, Natano.
Eino
Yochel? We haven't met Eino Yochel yet. Maybe you've met Eino Yochel, but I haven't met him. Yes. Eretz Yisrael! Eretz Yisrael! Eino Tzarech, im yesh lov orim yizkai b'chosov. How about if you do it? Let's say, you said before in Eretz Yisrael. So, do we need Kiyum HaChosamos if there's an era? We don't. That's a good moment. Not that head. That fav. Iavdis ahanis. You don't have to know the Gemara. The Gemara says that it happens to work. If you say b'fanei, it will work, even if you don't need it. You don't need it. We're not afraid. There's no chashash error. But if you say b'fanei, then it will taka obviate the problem. It will obviate the need for kiyum if there is error. How about? So according to the Ran, the impression you get is that if he does say b'fanei, it'll work. The Shliach LeKabbalah also can say b'fanei. He doesn't have to, but if he does say it, it'll work. Shliach LeHalacha, he has to say b'fanei. That was the Takanas Chacham. That's the impression that you get from the Rambam. Question?
Yeah, is that a Shliach LeKabbalah also where he says if you go to a certain makom, then the gerishin's chal?
That type of Shliach LeKabbalah would be the same as the woman later on. Halacha? Yeah, because as long as according to the Ran at least,
yeah.
Because if the Shliach LeKabbalah, if his acceptance of the get is not going to affect the gerushin, so then the Baal doesn't have a Gemiras Das, so then we are afraid that he might complain later. This is the Ran B'das Rashi. That if a Shliach LeKabbalah brings the get, he doesn't have to say B'fanei D'vanei Nechtam. But if he does, it'll help. Is that the only way to look at Rashi? What do you think? Can you think of another pshat for Das Rashi? We said the Ran. That's a valid approach. The Ran has raised his approach. He has a svara. What do you think? What do you think? Maybe there's another chilek between Shliach Halacha and Shliach Kabbalah? Yoni, Yonatan.
Did you just say that it was like Rashi was just mentioning, like, in case that would be more common, meaning it's much more likely.
It's not even a chilek. Even a Shliach Kabbalah has to say Befanai?
I mean, I was thinking that it could be that. Exactly.
You're saying even though Rashi mentions Halacha, he doesn't really mean it. Lav Dafka Noka. You just mach that back with the whole. Okay, you know what? Let's just start the next subject. I hear, Efshi. That's not the way the Mefarshim understood Rashi, right? They see in Rashi what's he saying halacha for? He must mean a shliach kabbalah is different. That's how the Mefarshim understood the Rashi. I hear. I mean, generally, when Rashi makes a statement, you have to ask yourself: is it bedafka nakat or is it lav bedafka nakat? I think here it's striking. It's very striking that Rashi should say this. It's mamish, the beginning of the Masechta. He's making a very important statement over here. It sounds like he means to say chilek, that Shliach LeKabbalah would not say before. What's the other way to learn Rashi? Not that Shliach LeKabbalah doesn't have to say before, but rather what? What? Yes, a Shliach LeKabbalah?
Like, it doesn't have to, like, then there wouldn't even be an issue if the Baal would complain, like, it's over, like, the moment it gets into her hand.
Not that a shliach lekabbalah doesn't have to say b'fanai, but rather what?
There's like phrases no need whatsoever, like that is.
I don't know how to use the word need. Not that he doesn't have to. Not that he doesn't need to say b'fanai, but rather he
can't.
Who said that? Who said that? Oi!
No.
You didn't say it? Oh, what's your name again?
Shmuel.
Shmuel. Shmuel, Gebaldik. Not that he doesn't have to say b'fanai, but that he can't say b'fanai. He can't say b'fanai. Maybe a shliach lekabbalah can't say b'fanai. Maybe a shliach lekabbalah can't say b'fanai. Can't say b'fanai? Why can't say b'fanai? A shliach can say b'fanai. What's the problem? Maybe Rashi means to say that a shliach lekabbalah can't say b'fanai. And even if he doesn't, it's not going to accomplish anything. It won't accomplish anything. If the Baal's Ma'ara, we will need Kiyum, because the Shliach LeKabbalah can't say B'fanek. Why shouldn't he be able to say B'fanek? Will.
The responsibility of the get is on the Ish, it's on the man. So making sure that it's done to Dan and the Shema, everything is on the man. The Shliach LeKabbalah is appointed by the Isha, so it's really not. It has to be taken care of by the guy.
No, but the idea of saying B'fanai, the Chachamim made a takona, that if you say B'fanek, 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 so then even if the Baal complains, we're not going to listen to him. So why shouldn't we make a such a takana by the Shliach LeKabbalah also? It's gonna obviate a problem. It's gonna solve a problem for us. Why shouldn't we make the same kind of takana by a Shliach LeKabbalah? Eitan.
Shliach LeKabbalah is more of a reason to lie because it has no limits. Interesting.
The Shliach LeKabbalah is not gonna lie. We're not afraid that he's lying. Are we afraid that he's lying? I mean, he claims that
How's he supposed to know? Who says he was there?
Who says the Shliach LeKabbalah was there? I don't know. The point is, if someone brings a get, if a Shliach brings a get, so there's a takana that he says b'fanai t'fanenecha. So a Shliach, Rashi says a Shliach LeKabbalah would not say b'fanai t'fanenecha. So according to this approach that I'm pushing. The Chasam Sofer has this approach. It's not me. It's not the Ran. It's not me. It's the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says Pshat in Rashi, and he learns this in some of the Rishonim too. We'll see him in the Shem. Chasam Sofer says no Pshat in Rashi. Not that the Shliach LeKabbalah doesn't have to say B'fanai. That even if he says B'fanai, it's not going to work. It's useless. Why is it useless? Fry.
Because the Baal's Ma'ariv are after the Geirush Mashal, so we need a better raya than a native B'fanai.
Better. Took you.
There'd be no point in. It seems a little bit. Okay, the Chazal wouldn't want to impose a takana that changes the ways that Eidos works and the time of the scenes works more than they have to. Meaning they're doing it to obvious.
I'm looking for something else. Okay. One more. Yomi.
Maybe the idea that it has to take place with the Mesiras HaGeth and not at a separate event, which would not happen.
That's very interesting. I'm not going to go there now. I'm going to say something else, but it's an excellent point. We're going to get to that maybe. Let me ask you a question. Let's say a shliach brings a get, and someone's standing there on the side. He's not the shliach. And he says, "Before I have to find out, does that work?" The shliach is the one who brings the get, but you know he has a friend who comes along for the ride. The shliach gives the get, and this other guy says, "Before I have to find out, does that work?" It doesn't work. Why? Because the chachamim only gave nemunas to the shliach. This is a special takana. The chachamim gave nemunas to the shliach to say before I have to find out. We'll see in the Gemara. The whole thing is based on the chashash, and the shliach is made the kdayek. The shliach is very careful. He sees, he's careful about seeing the ksiva, the chasima, and knowing it's lishma. It's the shliach who gets nemonis to say the final defined act. Only the shliach. Inish the alma, forget about it. No other person can say the funny except the shliach. Zok the chasim sofer, the chiluk is pashut. Shliach lekabbalah can't say the funny if the funny act. Why? Because once he gets that shtar, once he receives the get from the Baal, what happened? What? Chalos Gerishin. And once there's a Chalos Gerishin, he is Ois Shliach. Ois Shabbos. Ois Shliach. He's no longer a Shliach. He's finished. His job is done. Now he's going to bring the get. Okay, the Gerishin to a place far away, Medina Sayama. He's going to bring the get now and save a fun. He's not a Shliach anymore. He's not a shlech anymore. There's no way he can say b'fana. That's the chasam sofer's pshat of that's Rashi. It's not that he doesn't have to say b'fana. Shlech l'kabbalah doesn't have to say b'fana. It's that a shlech l'kabbalah, according to Rashi, can't say b'fana. For exactly the same reason as the Ram, but with a twist. It's a function of whether there was a chalos gerishin, but why is chalos gerishin playing such an important role? Not because the Baal has a gemiris das when there's a chalos gerishin. No, it's because once there's a chalos gerishin, the shliach is not a shliach anymore. The shliach lekabbalah poka shlichuso. He fulfilled his shlichus. So he's no longer a shliach. If he's no longer a shliach, he can't say b'fanei b'fanei atam, because the whole takana was said about a shliach. This could be a second pshat b'das Rashi. Of course, according to this, he wouldn't be able to say b'fanei b'fanei atam. Even if he did it, it wouldn't accomplish anything. Okay, this is how the Chasam Sofer wanted to learn the Das Rashi. If you take a look at some of the other Mefarshim, we'll see that these two approaches are very, very important. Right, these are two seminal approaches in the Sugya and Rashi, and we have to see what are some of the nafgamina, what are some of the issues that might hinge on these different shittas. Why are you just talking about Shia? Not only just Shia, but also.